Okay, thank you very much. I'd like to welcome you all on behalf of Newcastle Stop the War to this meeting tour, We Need an Anti-War Government, Why We Need an Anti-War Government. My name's Roger Nelship. I'm one of the chairs of Newcastle Stop the War, and I've been asked to chair the meeting. But first of all, I'd like to welcome you all, and in particular, all of you come from different parts of Tyneside. I know South Tyneside Stop the War's here, North Durham Stop the War's here, and I'm sure there's many other activists, maybe from Sunderland and other areas around the North East. So welcome to you all to this very important meeting. And during this period, there's been a national tour of Why We Need an Anti-War Government, and Stop the War is asking people to join, and hundreds of people have been joining Stop the War, and we've left, you'll see there's, if you're not a member of Stop the War, there is actually on your seats already a membership forms. Stop the War is saying that there is a major space for anti-war politics has emerged in the country. With our former chair, Jeremy Corbyn, who is challenging the whole Westminster consensus as leader of the opposition. So now is the time to seize this momentum. So we all ask you all to contribute your ideas, your energy and your commitment to strengthening the whole anti-war movement in Britain. So let's give rebirth to the Stop the War movement, because now is the time to fight for an anti-war war government. I know there's a big national demonstration on the NHS today, and obviously many of us are participating in that as well, but you know, let us consider those who threaten humanity with catastrophes and have the power. And excluding people from decisions are the ones which are destroying our public services as well. So it's very important to deal with the burning questions that people who create the wealth and are denied the right to have a say in society is the burning issue of our time. And we demand an anti-war government which the people consciously participate in, which determines a new pro-social direction for society. And we have a wonderful lineup of speakers for you today. I'll introduce them as they appear, and then there'll be time, about half an hour, for questions and comments from the floor. So without further